Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. The country's on fire, I keep telling you. I've got a crystal ball like no one else in the history of radio, whether it's the stolen election, whether it's the COVID vaccines causing a mass die-off, whether it is a communist takeover and attack on the United States of America. I have a crystal ball like no one else in the history of radio or TV. And no one else is really willing to say it. They're all afraid to tell you the truth. How many times in this show have I told you that the difference between socialism and communism is socialism is inextricably tied to communism. It is part of communism. It is part and parcel of communism. When liberals try to defend what they believe in as socialism, not communism, and I say that socialism is simply the economic system of a communist nation, of every communist nation in history. The socialist system has always been the economic system of communism. But communism is the political system. And what is communism? Communism is, in fact, when the government uses government agencies to destroy you, to arrest you, to indict you, to hound you, to intimidate you, to destroy you. And that's Peter Navarro's arrest. That's the threatened arrest of President Donald Trump. That's today the FBI, Biden's FBI, raiding Donald Trump DOJ official Jeffrey Clark and other GOP official staffers in multiple states in the alternate electors investigation, including Nevada, where I live. They literally served a warrant on the phone of the GOP chairman of the state of Nevada, Michael McDonald. FBI agents served a warrant yesterday for the GOP chairman in Nevada, Michael McDonald, for his phone, for having created an unofficial slate of electors as the recount in that state continued contested after the 2020 presidential election. A search warrant was also issued for James Graffenreid, GOP party secretary for Nevada. The subpoenas were issued. They read, "We are seeking information about your role and participation in the purported slate of electors casting votes for Donald Trump and, in the extent relevant, your role in the events of January 6th. But what laws were broken? None. You mean in America you don't have a right to contest an election? Well, you don't if you're a Republican. But if you're a Democrat, obviously after 2016, Democrats made up a lie, a proven lie, that there was Russian collusion, and they hired an independent counselor to investigate. And that investigation by the former FBI chief Mueller, whatever his name is, was one of the most disgusting dark moments in the history of the United States. And anybody who was hounded by Mueller wound up with million-dollar legal bills that put you out of business, that destroyed your life, that put you in debt for something that was completely made up by Democrats, by Hillary Clinton, by Hillary's lawyers, by Hillary's campaign team. So if you're a Democrat and you question an election, A, not a problem, B, special prosecutor gets named to go after everyone involved. And when they find absolutely nothing, nobody apologizes to you, and no one gives your money back. But if Republicans question an election They come after you with all the power of the DOJ and the FBI to destroy your life. And this is all part of a pattern. I'm going to write a column. It's part of a pattern. If you dare to disagree with Democrats, they want to put you in prison. This is the communist takeover of the United States of America. The actual witch hunt, the kangaroo court, the communist show trial with the January 6th hearings going on in Congress, that is a communist attempt to intimidate Trump to not run for office. If Trump announced tomorrow that he was no longer running for president in 2024 and he was just going to retire, all this witch hunt would end tomorrow. This is all to make Trump not run again. And I keep seeing article after article placed in the media, even conservative media, that everybody is now switching to DeSantis. And I love DeSantis. I think DeSantis is great. I think he's the greatest governor in America, and he should stay the greatest governor in America. Because Donald Trump should be the next president of the United States. The fact that Democrats are so scared of him that they'll do anything to stop him, and they're planting story after story that everyone is switching to DeSantis, is all part of the scam. They need to stop Trump because he's the only one that isn't afraid of them, and they're scared to death of him. As good as DeSantis is, I love you, Ron DeSantis. I think you're fabulous. I say on this show, you're not just the best governor in America, you're the best governor ever in America. Does the praise get higher? But evidently, you're not ready for the job, and you could never be as effective as Trump. Because if you were ready for the job, and you were as effective as Trump, and you scared the bejesus out of Democrats, they would not be trying to stop Trump. If Trump was so easy to beat, and so hated, and such a terrible guy, and the American people hate him, why wouldn't they want Trump to run? Why wouldn't they be thrilled that Trump's running? Why wouldn't that be the rainy dream of the Democrat Party, that Trump would run again? Shouldn't they all be thanking God on their knees that Trump is running again, if Trump is so beatable and he's so hateable? But instead, everybody is now saying DeSantis is the guy because they're trying to put that in your brain. Nobody should like Trump anymore. No one should want Trump anymore. It's time to put Trump out to pasture. But this is a continuing pattern of the Democrat Party. If they don't like the vote, if the vote in America goes for them, then America's great. If the vote goes against them, then you got to open the border, let the whole world in, and change the demographics of America. Because if we vote against you, we've got to be destroyed. And the same thing applies, the open borders analogy applies to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court votes for Democrats, they love them. But if the Supreme Court votes against Democrats, then you've got to change the Supreme Court. You've got to basically have an open borders for the Supreme Court and pack the Supreme Court with all kinds of new strange liberals who were never elected, never appointed, never anything. They have nothing to do with the Supreme Court. But you're going to pack it and expand it from 9 to 18. You're going to add 9 new ones, all named by Biden and some committee of blue ribbon communists. They'll call it blue ribbon Democrats who are unbiased. I'll call it communists. If they don't like the country, the way the country votes, you open the border and let everybody in and you change the demographics of the country. And if you don't like the way the Supreme Court votes, you change the demographics of the Supreme Court. Because that's what they're saying today. Let's pack the Supreme Court. And in the meantime, use every communist thug tactic to arrest and intimidate every person that opposes you. Like Michael McDonald, the chairman of the Nevada GOP, right in front of the midterms. Let's make the Nevada GOP look like a criminal organization right in front of the midterms. Let's distract and bankrupt Michael McDonald, the GOP chairman, so we're rudderless. So we have no chance to win in November. And if you don't believe they're going to try and fix and rig the election, you're a fool. You're an ignorant fool. They're not going to let us win in 2022. The fix is in. They're trying right now to fix this election in every way they can and to intimidate and destroy every Republican they can. And you know how you know the last election was stolen? It's the easiest thing in the world. The reason you know the election was stolen is they won't let you talk about it. They're so scared, they're petrified, they're desperate to stop anyone from talking about the stolen election. That tells you the election's stolen. If you have any common sense at all, I'm a white Jewish kid who grew up in an all-black neighborhood in a majority black town, all black, you know, basically an all black city, other than my little Italian tight knit neighborhood. All around us was a black city. Went to an all black middle school, all black high school. Do you know how I survived? Gut instinct. I survived with pure gut instinct. And my gut instincts are almost always right. They were honed to perfection on the streets of New York to try and survive. And it is so clear, if you stole the election, this is the way you would act. You would be desperate to stop anyone from bringing it up. You would, the minute someone brings it up, instead of saying, okay, let's debate. Let's have a discussion about stole election. It didn't happen. Come on. You guys are tinfoil hat losers, right? That's what you'd say. What you wouldn't, you know, what you wouldn't do if you didn't steal the election, you wouldn't ban everybody from discussing it and arrest anybody who tried to prove it was stolen. All Michael McDonald did, his only crime, is just like the Democrats in 16 who tried to overcome Trump's election. He tried to prove the election was stolen and Trump should remain in power. There's no crime there. There's no crime. Michael McDonald did nothing criminal. He was exploring ways to prove that Biden did not win Nevada. Just like Democrats explored ways to prove that Trump didn't win in 16, but they resorted to making up a gigantic fraud scam called Russian collusion and got Mueller of the FBI to go along with it and investigate spending, what, $50 million of taxpayer money and bankrupting everything he touched and everyone he touched? But God forbid any Republican should try to investigate or prove that the election was rigged and stolen in 2020. He's got to be banned, or she's got to be banned, destroyed. Jobs taken away, opportunities taken away. Millions of dollars in legal fees. Threatened, intimidated, boycotted. Why? Because they're so scared you'll find out the election was stolen. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800
1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root. The Root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health, and they changed my life when I met them almost 2 years ago. They said, we're not going to advertise with you unless you sign a contract with us that says you'll stay on our program. And as long as you're on our program, we'll keep advertising with you because we know it's going to make amazing results. And I said, okay, I'll do it. I've never heard anybody ask something like that before. But that shows what incredible confidence you guys have in your program and your product. So I'll do it, but there's no weight to lose. I'm not fat. I'm in good shape. I work out in the gym every day. There's no reason in the world why I would need this program. But I'll do it to get you as an advertiser locked in. So I did it. And in 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of fat. And gained 10 pounds of muscle. It looked like Popeye the Sailor Man. You know, I'm going to be 61 years old in less than a month, and my body looks like an 18-year-old football player. It's really amazing. And everywhere I go, people go, my gosh, how'd you get so skinny? Well, I didn't really lose any weight. I think I'm down about 4 or 5 pounds. But I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle. And all of you can do the exact same thing, except, you know, much more. Being that I was never fat in the first place and I lost 25 pounds of fat, some of you are going to lose 50, 75 pounds of fat. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button and watch the masterclass video and see all the testimonials, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches, energizedhealth.com. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the real life game changers. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off by saying Wayne Allen Root or WAR your life will never be the same. Go to energizedhealth.com. Not only will your life never be the same, but you get 40% off while doing it. My grandmother would have said, such a deal. Such a deal, Wayne. Just a couple of examples of how crazy the world we live in is. Climate change craziness. New Zealand, in another display of climate change insanity, New Zealand plans to tax farts and burps of farm animals. A multi-sector group in New Zealand has called for the imposition of a climate tax on farm animals when they belch or pass gas. These people are all insane. Everything about them is insane. Now, in this case, because they're trying to be serious and not laugh, and they're talking about taxing farts, they look like morons. But the fact is, everything liberal, climate change, neo-Nazi, crazy, environmental Nazis do, everything they do, results in higher bills for you and me and the destruction of the middle class and the high quality of middle class living in the United States of America. Everything that they do leads to that. At this very moment in time where gas bills are so crazy, at this very moment in time, let's see if I can find it here. Liberal groups, here it is. Environmentalists, I call them environmenta-Nazis, sue the Biden regime to block 3,500 oil and gas permit applications for drilling on federal lands. What do you say to that? Right at this moment, at a time where we're desperate to lower the price of gas because it's just destroying the middle class and killing the working class. And how about the poor? The poor will never be able to afford a car in their lifetimes, let alone the gas to put in it. And they want to sue the Biden regime to block 3,500 oil and gas permit applications for drilling on federal lands. At the very moment we should be drilling more, they want us to drill less. More in the insanity category, a transgender bank robber is now going to get gender surgeries paid for by the Bureau of Prisons in Texas. Now, he's serving life in prison. Life in prison for two violent robberies. And he claimed that she is suffering gender dysphoria and got himself transferred to the women's prison. And now Texas Bureau of Prisons is going to pay for his transgender surgeries. And it says surgeries, not surgery. So you're talking about multiple surgeries that probably cost $150,000 or more. You're getting the bill for it. Insanity. And it will bankrupt America and destroy capitalism. All the people who want transgender surgery to be paid for by you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19 following the approval late last week by the FDA and the CDC of Moderna and Pfizer doses for kids between 6 months and 5 years old. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke Thursday during a White House COVID task force briefing about the importance of getting young kids vaccinated.
Young children do not need to have an underlying condition to be at risk of severe disease. In fact, over half of children hospitalized with COVID-19 were otherwise healthy and had no underlying medical condition.
According to the latest data from the CDC, 442 children under the age of 5 have died from COVID during the pandemic. The January 6th committee is holding another public hearing. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal help.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire, as always. Name another host in America that can keep up this pace. Pedal to the metal, balls to the walls for 3 hours. At this energy level, there's nobody even close. Nobody's even close. Listen to the Dan Bongino's, Ben Shapiro's, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. They're like in another world than me. And they just don't understand that the America's being taken away from them. It's a communist attack, and the proof today was all these government raids, FBI raids on former Trump officials and even the Nevada State Republican Chairman Michael McDonald. This is a communist takeover of the United States, not a communist rule with a whip, with a bullet, with a knife. Oh, that's what they're doing. If you disagree with them, they're trying to destroy you, put you in prison or bankrupt you, ruin you. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital, perfect timing, because if you believe America is under attack, if you believe America is being destroyed, if you believe the economy is going to collapse, if you know there's no more diesel fuel and no more diesel engine oil in another 2 months, there's none left. Unless they come up with a replacement between now and then, which is always possible, that there's some sort of a workaround or replacement, temporary workaround. But it's possible we're not going to have any diesel trucks on the road in another 2 months, which means the entire economy will collapse. You got to buy gold and silver. You just have to. You have to have guns and ammo and gold and food. Lots of it. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today, and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today and get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. We've got our guest with us, Hans von Spakovsky. He's the senior legal fellow and manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. Hans von Spakovsky, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you? Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
So what are your reactions? You know, I was such... I was in a zone for a Root rant to start the show. The first half hour of the show, I've been talking about the raids by FBI today on so many Republican officials. That, to me, is just like communism. This is a communist attempt to intimidate and persecute and prosecute anyone that's attached to President Trump to stop him from running again. So I never even got to the Supreme Court decisions today. So why don't you and I just go over them now, because there were several important Supreme Court decisions. One of them was about voter ID. I'm sure you're aware of that in North Carolina. Right. Do you want to explain what happened exactly?
Yeah, it was a procedural case. They didn't actually issue a ruling on whether voter ID is okay or not, but it was nevertheless very, very important. And here's why. The people of North Carolina voted in favor of a referendum to amend the state constitution to require a voter ID. So the state legislature passed, they implemented the referendum by passing a law putting in a voter ID law. The Democratic governor of North Carolina vetoed it, and then the legislature overrode his veto. So then the NAACP sues the state over its voter ID law and claims it's unconstitutional. Now, Who's defending this voter ID law in court? The Democratic governor who vetoed the bill, and the state attorney general, who is a Democrat, who when he was in the legislature voted against a voter ID law. So the speaker of the state house and the head of the Senate filed a motion to intervene in the lawsuit saying, look, we ought to be allowed in so we can defend the constitutionality of this law because we don't trust the attorney general and the governor to do it. And what happens? A liberal federal judge says, no, you don't have any right to intervene. They'll adequately protect your interests. That got appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court overruled those lower courts and basically said, well, of course, the state legislators have a right to be in this case to defend the law that they passed. So that's really, really important, because I can tell you, I know this AG in North Carolina, and there's no way that he would actually defend adequately that voter ID law against the NAACP, who are his political allies and supporters.
So North Carolina's attorney general is a big liberal Democrat?
Yes. It's really odd. The legislature is controlled by Republicans, but the governor and the attorney general are Democrats.
It's really crazy. And I'm sure as an attorney and someone who specializes or certainly is an expert on election law, you saw all of the intimidation going on today by the DOJ and the FBI of the Biden administration against Republican operatives. I even have a text here from one of my friends and big fans. His name's Michael. He says, today is a sobering day. More arrests, seizures, raids are in the works. I'll have my church pray for you weekly to give you strength and resolve and protection. I mean, it's very clear they're coming after all of us.
Yeah, what I mean, I just was shocked by all this, particularly because I used to work for the U.S. Justice Department. I see no legal basis for what they're doing. I don't understand where they think they've got, you know, the FBI can't do that. They can't issue a subpoena and raid somebody's house unless they convince a federal judge that they have a basis for getting a warrant. And a basis for getting a warrant is a reasonable suspicion that somebody has violated federal law. I don't know what federal law they think that the head of the Republican Party in Nevada or these other folks could possibly have violated just because they questioned the outcome of the 2020 election. I mean, it's absurd.
Democrats questioned the outcome of 2016 and made up a fake lie scam called Russian collusion. Nobody sent them to prison for making it up. But how could you put someone in jail in a free speech society for asking questions about an election? I mean, if you think the election was rigged, you have every right to investigate. And so we investigated and we should all go to jail? This is insanity. All right, so let's move off this topic. We all agree on that, but I want you to explain. There was another ruling today involving the Second Amendment and guns in New York, and people have told me, again, I'm busy all day, Hans, and I have a hard time getting to all the news in detail. I just look at the headlines, and then I start doing the show and getting into the details. People have told me what the ruling means is everyone can carry a concealed gun, concealed pistol anywhere in the United States now based on this ruling. Is that true based on your reading of the ruling?
Well, but not quite. Here's what the issue was. And by the way, this is the first gun case the Supreme Court has issued decision in since, in more than a decade, since the Heller decision when they first said the Second Amendment is a personal right to bear arms. Here's what the case was about. Ever since that Heller decision, states across the country have divided up into two different camps. A lot of states, red states, western states, said if you want a concealed carry permit, you have to apply for it, but all they do is just check your background, make sure you're not a felon or a criminal, and if that's the case, your concealed carry permit is issued. Blue states, particularly in the Northeast, as you would expect, put in very restrictive rules for getting a concealed carry permit. They put in what they call a proper cause requirement. In other words, in New York, if you apply for a concealed carry permit, they won't give you one unless you can show that you have a really good personal reason for needing it. The fact that you live in a high crime neighborhood is not good enough. You have to show that you've been personally threatened and therefore ought to get a concealed carry permit. And folks in New York sued over that, and thank goodness today the court said that restrictive proper cause requirement violates the 14th Amendment, because what does it do? It prevents law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their Second Amendment rights. The other thing they said was, you can read the Second Amendment. It doesn't distinguish your right to bear arms between whether you're in your home or out in public. And so this knocks out all these restrictive rules that got put in places like New York and Illinois, and it is a terrific victory.
So in other words, if I understand what you're saying right, Hans, what you're saying is it used to be in restrictive places, not where I live in Las Vegas, but in restrictive places like New York or California, you still could have a gun in your house, but try to take it out of your house and you're going to wind up in prison. Now they're saying you have a right to a gun anywhere you go, in your car, walking around, whatever, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, you still are going to have to apply for and get a concealed carry permit. That's still okay for states to do that. But they can't refuse to give it to you because they say, well, you just haven't demonstrated a big enough need. Look, it would be the equivalent of the government saying to you, you want to exercise your First Amendment right to speak? Well, you can't do it unless you have a really good reason for doing it.
Hey, could you stay with us? The music's on. We're headed to a break. If you wait through the break, Hans, can I grab you on the other side?
Yeah, sure.
I want to talk to you about, I'm not sure if you saw Molly Hemingway's new, the author of Rigged, her belief that this election they're going to try and rig again. I want to talk to you about it when we get back. Wayne Allyn with Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. Be right back. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reese sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Laid out the roots. I want to tell you about Freedom Fest. That is the sponsor of this show from now until Freedom Fest in July. You won't want to miss this year's Freedom Fest, the greatest libertarian show on earth. Over 2,000 freedom lovers are returning to Vegas on July 13th to 16th to meet with 300 experts talking about politics, culture, and investing. Hear and meet Senator Rand Paul talk about his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci, keynote speaker John Cleese, the British comedian on the cancel culture, our MC extraordinaire Kennedy, host of Fox Business, financial legends Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, our laugher, and Steve Moore talk about how to survive hyperinflation and recession. And yes, I'll be center stage for the big debate. And the big debate is called, was the 2020 election stolen? And should Trump run again in 2024? The sparks will fly. I haven't lost the debate yet, by the way. The crowd votes, and I'm now, I believe, 4-0. Be part of the nonstop 4 days of fun, film, entertainment, and debate at the Mirage Hotel and Casino, which includes the Global Financial Summit, the Anthem Film Festival, and the Trade Show for Liberty. Use code ROOT50 to get $50 off the registration fee, or if you're a Las Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Go to freedomfest.com or call 855-850-3733 for more information. That's 855-850-3733. Or go to freedomfest.com. Route 50 gets you $50 off. Or register as a local if you live in Vegas to get an even bigger discount. Freedom Fest, very cool event. Every single year I'm the linchpin and star and rainmaker of the biggest debates in Freedom Fest. And this year, as I said, I'm the star of the Trump debate. And then there's another debate about the legalization of drugs, and I am the judge. I'll be wearing a robe, and I'll carry a gavel. I'm Judge Wayne Alaroot. All right, Hans von Spakovsky is with us for part two of our interview, senior legal fellow, manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. So, Hans, when you write a book called, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote, have we done enough to change it back, or is it going to be another rigged election, is my question for you. Hans, are you there?
Well, I'm getting some feedback. Wayne, I'm getting some feedback.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
So you heard my question, yes?
Yeah, I did, and I know all about it because I actually talked with Molly Hemingway about it. She just beat me to the punch with her article.
Okay.
Well, here's what's going on. Look, you remember the what everybody's calling Zuckbucks, right? The
yes.
$450 million that Mark Zuckerberg gave to a small nonprofit, which then fed it to election officials in big urban cities, Democratic strongholds. The purpose of it was to turn out the Democratic vote, and they were using government offices to do it.
How is that legal?
Well, now they've.
How is that legal?
Well, it's not legal anymore, but unfortunately, the states that happened in places like Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, there wasn't a law against it. There is now. The legislatures have banned it in places like Arizona and Georgia. But look, they can't do it again because the state legislatures have acted to ban it. But look, they don't need to do that again because they now got control of what? The federal government.
Right.
And so Joe Biden, when he got into office, issued an executive order telling all federal government agencies and departments. So that's everybody from the Bureau of Prisons to the Department of Justice, to the Social Security Administration. He said, I want all of you to come up with plans to get involved in voter registration and helping in the election. Now, he paints this as a good government thing. Oh, we just want to be sure everybody's registered to vote. But look at it this way. If you've applied for this Social Security disability benefits, and the guy, the person you're dealing with, Social Security, who's making a decision on your claim says, oh, by the way, you need to register to vote. Now, what is the average person going to think? They're going to think, oh.
I better register to vote.
Boy, I better register to vote, and man, I better vote for the Democrats who control the government and the Social Security Administration. What else are they supposed to think? So what they're doing is trying to set up these federal agencies basically for the Democratic get out the vote campaign.
So I guess I go to my part two, which I tried to get out of you. Have we conservatives done enough for the 2022 or the 2024 election to make sure the election is not rigged again?
Well, it depends on where you are, okay? I'll tell you this. About 24 states have made big improvements in their elections. And some of them are the states we were most concerned about, like Georgia.
Arizona.
And Arizona. Because
what about Pennsylvania? What about Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania tried. Pennsylvania is a state like North Carolina that is split. The Republicans control the state legislature, but they have a Democratic governor. The Pennsylvania legislature, the Republicans have twice passed a big election reform bill, a really good one that included, for example, a voter ID requirement.
Hey, Hans, here's the problem. We're up against a news break. We've got to go. So I'll get part two from you the next time we have you on the show. Hans von Spakovsky, his book is Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. Thank you, Hans.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.